This is Living the Breed with Fox News Chief Legal Correspondent Shannon Breed.
I am super excited, and you will be too when you find out who our guest is on this week's Living the Bream. It is the one, the only, the weather machine, Janice Dean. Welcome.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe it's taken you this long to ask me on this program.
I know, you should have been week one, although some of our good friends who you know and love, Molly and Emily, were in week one. But it's time for a little friendship and advice and fun. And so it's time for Janice Dean.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for the fanfare.
But listen, the whole reason that, well, listen, everybody knows and loves Janice Dean because of her excellent work on the air, her awesome Freddie the Frogcaster books. She's a mom. She's a wife. You do everything and you do it well.
Did my mom send you that bio?
She did not, but it is moms that connected us because if you'll remember, the reason I fell in love with Janice Dean is because my mom first fell in love with her, and my mom will still tell you her favorite person on Fox isn't me. It's Janice Dean.
Marie. I love you, Marie.
It's true. She loves Janice and you're very lovable, so I don't know why anybody wouldn't.
Very kind of you.
So listen, I don't know how you balance it all. First of all, let me ask you about that, because you have crazy hours doing Fox and Friends. Tell people how early you get up and sort of what your day is like, because you got a family, you got everything else going on too.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, I love doing Fox and Friends. It's a dream job. Literally, I feel like I'm finally doing the job that I was meant mm-hmm. to do career-wise. Mm-hmm. And it's early hours, but the great thing is that it's over at 10 o'clock, basically. And I also get to see my family on the weekend. Mm-hmm. So I will work any kind of hours during the week so mm-hmm. that I can have time with my family. And I know that people have to balance their schedule. And there are, God bless them, doctors out there that work 24-hour shifts, firefighters that work 24-hour mm-hmm. shifts, and they don't get to see their family on the weekend. But you just balance it. But like this business, you do the schedule that you're given. And for a while, I worked weekends and I made it work. And for a while, I worked afternoons and I made it work. So you always have to sort of balance that. The good news is I have a really supportive family. My husband, Sean, is amazing. And he realizes that this is important to me. It's important to our family. And so he has always been like, whatever you need to do, I will make it work. We also have a great support system of people. I'm really blessed because we have a nanny, and she's been with us since Matthew was born 8 years ago. And so she is part of our family and also mm-hmm. helps with that. And I have wonderful neighbors in our community that all help each other. Moms that are like, I'll take them to religion class, or I'll take them to after school basketball, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And you really need to build that network. And I have that. I'm very blessed that way. But as far as how I do it, I take a shower at night mm-hmm. and I lay out all my clothes
like
in the living room.
Like first day of school.
Totally.
I love it.
So I do this before I put the kids to sleep, because mm-hmm. I basically go to bed with them at 8 mm-hmm. o'clock.
You have to.
And I get out of the door at 3 o'clock, but I'm up at 2:50.
Oh.
And 2:50.
I love that.
I'm
not even done
to get dressed and get out the door.
That is impressive.
Yeah.
Wait, and you make it look so easy as you juggle all of these kinds of things. Now, it's fun right now because I'm in New York for a little while and we can hang out and get into our shenanigans as we like to.
Shenanigans. Hashtag shenanigans.
We need our own shenanigans sort of
theme song.
Jingle. We're going to come up with that.
Work on that, people.
We're going to work on that. But listen, I love when you come visit Washington as well, because we have a lot of girlfriends down there. Mm-hmm. And Janice and I like to go to the outlets.
We do. We like to go shopping.
Because, I mean, it's just, you know,
it's not good if it's not a deal.
No. I don't want to pay full price for anything. I think that is nonsense. Mm-hmm. I mean, I guess maybe if you're a jillionaire, you can do that. Like, I think probably Melania paid full price for that beautiful dress that she wore
that
to the inauguration.
That Ralph Lauren.
Oh.
Unbelievable.
I wonder how that works.
You know what?
I don't know exactly how it
even
works.
Even if I was a bajillionaire, I'm all about the deals.
Mm-hmm. We've had some good ones.
I love visiting you down in D.C., and people need to visit the social media and go back a few months and even a few years to some of the things that we have done in D.C., mm-hmm. some of them not legal.
That's true. You're right. And we did not actually get arrested, but there is documented, you know, evidence. There are photos of us doing
things
on Capitol
do.
Hill that there are warnings that you're not supposed to. And we
right.
did them anyway.
Yeah.
But listen, people are very generous on social media, too, because they always tell us that they will give us bail money.
Yeah.
Should we need it? And I find that's comforting.
It's very comforting. I love getting into trouble with Shannon Bream.
I know. It's never too, like, we're actually going to spend the night in jail trouble, but there's just a hint of maybe it could
right.
happen.
We live on the edge.
Right. That's
the
definitely.
The Bream Dean Dream Team.
That's right. That's another hashtag for you. And listen, we also love to eat.
Yeah.
And there used to be this frozen yogurt place that we went that was just a block over from Fox. And it's the kind where you serve yourself, which is the only way froyo should be done.
Yeah.
Because you go in and you can make like a mountain of your
froyo.
No
one should do it for you.
No, heck no. I don't
and
like those
places. And you pay by the ounce.
Right.
So we walk out
pound.
Of there and it's $50 for froyo.
Yeah. For us, it was by the pound. But those little places where they have like you pick out the yogurt and then they put on the toppings and stuff. No way.
No, I agree.
Although, sad to say, that place has gone out of business.
It's not there.
And maybe it was because of us.
And I will say, I walk by that place on a daily basis, and I feel like a tear comes down
my
face.
We had frequent yogurt cards that they punch whenever you go in there. We did, but it's gone now. So we've had to move on to anything. And listen, shout out to Janice Dean, and shame on the rest of my podcast guests, because you brought snacks.
Yes.
You brought food.
So Magnolia Bakery, it was Matthew's birthday, Matthew's 8th birthday yesterday. And so I bought cupcakes because he mm-hmm. loves cupcakes. And I went into the Magnolia Bakery and we love their cupcakes there. Mm-hmm. But someone told me that their banana pudding is even more famous now than their cupcakes. And
I had
not tried it before.
Okay.
And let me tell you, I bought two mm-hmm. big tubs of it mm-hmm. and I ate one tub in one sitting. And the other one is there for me later on this afternoon.
That's my girl.
So what I did is you've never tried it before.
No,
Shannon,
but listen, here's the crinkling of taking off the plastic off the spoon.
And so
Janice even brought spoons. She brought two different flavors.
Oh, listen. When it's eating, I come prepared.
I know.
I even brought a little tablecloth.
What? Okay, let's roll that out. They can't see it, but, you know, yes.
So here it is. This is the banana pudding right here. And for a limited time, they have peanut butter banana pudding from Magnolia Bakery.
Okay, so this is not on any of my gluten-free, fun-free,
no,
caffeine-free,
I'm sorry.
Dairy,
you're going to have to
diet,
like, do whatever you need to do.
But sometimes you just have to risk the stomach explosion.
Okay.
And I'm going to. All right, this is the banana. Mm. Oh, my goodness.
Now, here's the thing. So it's
good.
Not just like your run-of-the-mill banana pudding.
Mm-mm.
There are huge slices of banana in there, mm-hmm. and they put those Nilla wafers.
Holy moly. But
so,
here's what I do, though. I eat around the banana because that's the fruit part, mm-hmm. and then I just dig for the vanilla wafers. Is that bad?
Not at all.
There's no judgment,
and
right?
I just tried the peanut butter.
All right, I'm going to try the peanut
butter. I got to say, the peanut butter is pretty darn good.
Oh, my goodness.
If we're making you hungry, I apologize.
Okay, that's ridiculous.
So good, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's not good for us.
So Tucker Carlson never brought you food.
No, he did not.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-mm. But listen.
Yep.
This is bad. I mean, you're already my favorite person. And now you're like going to a stratosphere. Listen, I'm not only your biggest fan. You have other fans out there. You are getting an amazing award next week. This is so exciting because, listen, you know, every year we look forward to Punxsutawney Phil,
mm-hmm.
the Groundhog
His
guy who comes out. And some years you want to murder him when he's like, you know, winter for 18 more months.
I have to tell you, a toss of a coin, a flip of a coin is more accurate than Punxsutawney Phil, okay?
Don't
Let's
say that. They're going to take back their award. They're going
to
next week.
Shh. I didn't say that at all. Don't tell anybody.
You're getting an award.
I know. So a couple of months ago, I get this email from the Weather Discovery Center in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania, which is the mm-hmm. famed Punxsutawney Phil, mm-hmm. where he lives, where he burrows. And, of course, the location of the best movie in the whole world, Groundhog Day with Bill Murray.
Love it.
So they email us. Email that says you're being considered as a nominee for the Punxsutawney Weather Discovery Center's Meteorology Hall of Fame.
Were you like, what the?
No kidding. Right in Punxsutawney, the weather capital of the world.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was the nominee. And then all of a sudden, I'm getting the award on the day before Groundhog Day. So I'm
amazing.
So funny. I go home and I tell my husband, Sean, you got to look at this. I'm like going to be inducted into the Weather Meteorology Hall of Fame in Punxsutawney, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And his mouth came open. And he's like, on Groundhog Day? I said, well, it's the day before Groundhog Day. Mm-hmm. And then we stay for the Groundhog festivities.
Love this.
But listen, I'll just do it myself. You stay home with the kids. And he was like, are you crazy? I've never seen my husband more excited in his whole entire
Seriously?
Life, which includes the fact that he proposed to me.
I mean,
this
I don't
was
know what
even
could be more
bigger
exciting.
Than the proposal, the yes
the
to the proposal, the Groundhog Day.
Aww.
So we're going to bring the whole family we're going to do the induction ceremony and then we're going to do Groundhog Day on Fox and Friends. So we are this is an amazing.
It is so cool.
Right?
Yes, it is the coolest.
I am official. In the
Listen,
Weather Discovery Hall of
you're
Fame.
You're going to be in a Hall of Fame. I'm in zero Halls of Fame. Although, I might be in the banana pudding eating Hall of Fame.
Oh, we will.
Because while you're telling that story, I'm still eating banana pudding.
That's why it's there.
So, are you super excited? And what do you mm-hmm. think that Punxsutawney Phil is going to tell us?
Well,
I feel like you're a much better meteorologist.
That's a good question. We've had a very mild winter so far.
I know. Let's keep it that way.
Let's keep it that way. And the storm that we just had, the nor'easter, I was telling people were complaining about it, the fact that it was windy and rainy. And I'm like, listen, if it was a few degrees colder, we'd be dealing with a blizzard with over a foot of snow at the very least. So we'll take what we can get. Yeah. So it's been a really mild winter. Long-term forecasts sort of show average temperatures over the next, you know, 7 days. I don't like to forecast past seven days.
Yeah.
But I'm kind of on the side of it's been mild.
Let's celebrate it.
We can still celebrate that, and perhaps maybe it'll continue. That trend will continue. But I will tell you that February and March are notorious for bad winter storms here in the Northeast. So
I'm so glad that I came a few more states north for the wintertime to spend the first 100
days. She's joking
up here.
Because, you know, just a year ago, you were on television, like, putting your hands on your ears
while I was talking
about a winter storm, like, la, 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 not listening, Janice Dean, not listening to your forecast of snow.
That's what I do whenever you say the S word. Not the S word, but the S-N-O-W word. You bring that up, and I'm like, I listen, I'm from Florida. You're Canadian. You know how to deal with this
stuff. No, I don't, actually. It never gets easy. It never gets easy dealing with cold temperatures.
And you are outside doing the weather. Like,
I don't mind doing that. Because here's the background of that. I go out for 2 minutes tops, and then I come into the warm studio.
Is that in your contract? Because mine is 30 seconds outside, and after that, they have to start paying me by the minute.
Or having, like, warmer. You were at the inauguration, and you were freezing. And Shannon was texting me, it's so cold out here. It's so cold out here. I'm so cold.
Because you were inside. Janice, listen, the Fox and Friends people, you had the most beautiful set because you had the Capitol Dome behind you, and when the sun came up, it was so gorgeous.
That was Brian Kilmeade. That was in his contract.
Yeah, probably. Listen, if you only knew what was in Brian Kilmeade's contract. Anywho,
has he been on this program?
No, he's scheduled for next week, and I'm going to tell him there were snacks this week, so he's going to have to up his game.
He won't.
Well, he probably won't, but that place you guys were, you had Chick-fil-A, too. You're inside warm with Chick-fil-A. I was being, harassed by protesters who were chaining themselves to the security gates where I was trying to get in.
Oh, wow. Did you put it?
They were not big fans of Fox. I don't know why, but they weren't. But anyway, they were unhappy about the inauguration. But anyway, Bill Hemmer and I had an outdoor location for 3 days of the inauguration, but we also have amazing crew who brought me in a heated blanket and a heated pad to sit on. I'm like a 90-year-old out there. The weather was so cold.
Was it as nice a heated blanket that I have in my own suite in your home in
you
D.C.?
Do. Listen, when we moved in our house, Janice Dean was our very first visitor. And I know, so it's the Janice Dean suite. That's right. What it is. And there were no blinds on that bedroom where you were staying. So I literally went to the one-day blinds, like Blinds to Go or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I said, I've seen all your commercials. Is this true? I actually need blinds like in 24 hours. And like, well, that's sort of a jingle, but here's the deal. We can get them for you in 24 hours. We can't get anyone to put them in for 3 weeks.
Sheldon.
I was like, well, how is that one-day blinds?
Doesn't work.
So, yes. So, luckily, my husband is a little bit handy around the house, and he was able to put up the blinds in the Janice Dean suite, and they're still there today. Yes, we like for you to be very comfortable and have your heated area and your private bathroom and TV area. And so, we love when you come visit, but I do tell people when they come, this is the Janice Dean suite.
Right.
You were the very first guest we had.
Is the tiara still there?
Yes, your tiara is safe. I dust it. I make sure it's ready and polished for you.
We're not making this stuff up, folks.
We did wear tiaras out to dinner.
We did. I'd like to wear a tiara every day of my life.
You should do the weather in a tiara. The weather queen.
Every chance I get, if there's a national holiday, I will wear a hat for it or some kind of attire.
I love that
stuff. I mean, I'll be doing that till I'm 90 years old.
You and the Halloween, you get serious. There are costumes.
Yeah.
There's makeup.
Costume changes.
And you're like a regular J-Lo.
I love it.
If you
in my office, I have like a full closet of just random costumes. George Washington, whatever.
What? George Washington. She's doing the weather tomorrow
as
Martha / George Washington. It's a Victor Victoria situation, whatever it is. You and I also like lip gloss.
Yes.
We like shopping for makeup.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, any kind of things like that.
We're girly girls.
We enjoy our girly side. I think there's nothing wrong with that.
No.
We are serious when we have to be.
Yeah.
But we also like to have fun when we,
when
we can.
And when there is a limited edition lip gloss that is going out of business.
I forgot about that.
Like MAC Cosmetics. We go in there and buy them out.
We will. And we will also go through the drawers unattended. Because, listen, I used to work in retail. We've probably all had kinds of crazy jobs. And I remember the cute cute little displays. Under those, there are drawers, and that's where the goods are.
That's right.
And so I'm not stealing anything.
Again, almost getting arrested.
But I'm going to open the drawers and find out where the stuff is that's being discontinued, and then I'm going to buy all of it.
Absolutely.
Although I do have this thing where I will leave one because I feel bad.
You're
just
kind.
Like if somebody comes
in. I wouldn't leave one.
No.
I would just buy all of it. That's very kind of you. That's the side of you that I really love because it's the side that I want.
The one discontinued thing behind for people. But I have a little bit of mercy. Now, you and I had some fun during the inauguration. Janice and I, along with liking to eat, which I've temporarily suspended while we're talking, we also like to sleep. You don't get enough
yes.
because you have the most ridiculous hours, as we discussed. I also like to sleep now that I have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning, which I say that, and I know there are millions of people who actually get up at 5 o'clock
this.
In the morning. That's not a
But
early
we're
time.
All a club. We all feel each other's pain. So
yeah.
if there are people out there that wake up before the rooster,
yeah.
dark and early, as mm-hmm. I like to say, they feel it. It's okay to complain about that.
Yeah.
It helps.
It's okay to go to bed early, too, right?
Absolutely.
So Grandma Dean and Grandma Bream were at the inauguration. We get invited. Like, you know, it's wonderful to all these balls and parties and fun mm-hmm. things. And so we're kind of comparing notes. Like, are you going to do something? Where are you going to go? And I'm like, this is ridiculous. We have to get up so early. So we decided to meet for dinner on the night of the inauguration because you're in this compound sort of where you can't get away from your hotels. You can, but you're going to sit in your car for an hour mm-hmm. or two trying to go anywhere. I said, no, I'll take you to one of my favorite restaurants. It's right by the hotels where we're staying, which is right by Fox in D.C. So I go to get her in her hotel. By the way, my cab driver bringing me there was ridiculous. I text her from where I'm leaving. I'm like, God, oh, it's going to take 20 or 30 minutes. Like 8 minutes later, I'm there. My cab driver drove on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
He went through a police barricade.
Living on the edge.
I gave him a nice tip because I figured he was going to need bail money. The way he drove me there was ridiculous.
It was crazy.
So I get there and I say, oh, Janice, I actually made it here in like 8 minutes. So I'm going to wait for you in the lobby. And I'm, you know, I have my bright red coat on from the inaugural day. She walks into the lobby. Also, almost identical bright red coat.
Yes. It was the day to wear red.
It was. It was inauguration day. And so we look like twins.
Mm-hmm.
And as we're in, and she says to me, do you want me to go change? I'm like, no, we're just going.
Just embrace
going to
it.
Dinner. It's fine. Just embrace it. Well, some coworkers of ours who were actually going to an inaugural ball.
They were
ball,
all gussied up.
They were in black tie.
Taking pictures.
Fancy.
Going to the inaugural ball.
Mm-hmm. Not us.
No.
We're in our red coat, and one of them says to us, where are you guys going, the red coat ball? So we decided to have our own red coat
Embrace
ball.
Embrace it.
We did. We went to our favorite dinner. It was mm-hmm. delish.
It was Southern cooking.
Mm-hmm.
We had biscuits with bacon.
There were actual bacon bits in the biscuits. We had deviled eggs.
Deviled eggs. Amazing. And then some salad, which made us feel better.
We did the salad to offset everything else. I don't know if it helped, but we
And
did.
Then had dessert.
Well, a little bite.
Yeah.
A little bite here and there. So we put out a picture with hashtag redcoat ball. And people started asking which ball that was and could they get tickets and could we post pictures for the ball?
Right.
So if you're listening and you saw that, there was no redcoat ball.
Yes.
Although we did it. Maybe it was just the two of us.
It was our redcoat ball and then we went to bed at 8 p.m.
We had to be up early, but I did take an Advil PM that night because I wasn't feeling great. And I think I slept for like 9 hours, which when you're alone in a hotel room. And you have earplugs
it's
in?
It's luxurious.
You sleep 9 hours.
Right. And you never, I mean, I never saw your hotel room, but you told me via text that it could have been a ballroom.
It was gigantic. We could have held the inaugural
red coat ball,
inauguration ball in my room. I got in there and I thought, how many people are supposed to stay in here with me? I mean, it was giant. There was a huge area where we could have had dancing.
We should have done a slumber party.
We should have. And did I text you the picture of the shower?
You did.
All these different shower heads. I'm like, who's coming in here? This is me by myself.
Eyebrows
like,
raised. Eyebrows raised.
The gentlemen.
The shower.
The gentlemen are looking at us like, what is happening?
There was nobody in the shower. Just like
no, but I'm
an
just
enormous
saying,
shower.
Like, how many shower heads does one person need? This is not the presidential suite. I don't know what's happening in here. But anyway, and we also, our hotels were facing each other. And I opened my window and tried to wave to you.
I know there were trees in the way.
There were trees in the way. We couldn't. They must be chopped down.
Agree.
And then we tried to go over to Union Station to get a snack, the big train station, which is right by Fox News. It was completely shut down because I forgot there was going to be a big dinner that then President-elect Trump, I don't think he was sworn in yet, was going to with Kellyanne Conway and all these people. Luckily, the food was still open, but our shopping desires were thwarted. We didn't get to shop, but we did get some food and we got a $600 umbrella. I did expense that.
Well, don't tell anybody that. I'm supposed to be the weather person. I'm supposed to be prepared.
I know, but they took away
our
umbrellas.
Don't tell people I'm buying umbrellas. I'm the one that's supposed to know this, and I'm supposed to bring them.
They took them away. They told us, we got this guidance that as long as they collapse down to 18 inches or less, mm-hmm. and they didn't have any prongs or like grenades in them or whatever, you could bring them through. And then I actually took a picture, and I'll tweet it out, of an umbrella graveyard where you came through security. There was a gigantic pile. They took everybody's umbrella.
You're kidding me. They put out a press release that said
exactly.
you could bring it.
Exactly. There was some confusion in there, so I did have to purchase one. It was tiny, and that thing was $24.99.
Yeah. Expense. I mean, if you're going to make a, if you're going to like make a steal, it's bring umbrellas on a rainy inauguration day.
I know. But you have to be selling them from inside the security
Correct.
Perimeter. So get them there the day before, spend the night, and then sell them from inside.
What was that? Her alarm went off.
The timer is over only because we usually do 20 minutes, but with you, I know time flies. You're going to have to come back. Will you come back to Living the Dream? Oh, Living the Bream. I don't even know the name of my own
podcast.
Well,
it is the dream. It's the Dean Bream Dream Team.
I love it.
Yeah.
So
of course I'll come
back.
And, yes.
And will you bring snacks?
To be continued. Why can't we keep talking?
Yeah. We could. I'm not sure people would keep listening. We could keep talking. Right. But this just means that you'll have to come back. And I predict good things for this podcast.
Okay. Well, I'll let you know how Punxsutawney goes.
I can't wait to see you get your award. And you can watch on Fox and Friends because Janice will be there for
Yay.
A Groundhog Day.
Listen, I'm so excited that you're here in NYC. And let's do more food and sleeping.
Our two favorite things. All right, that's it for Dean and Bream.
Yay!
See you next time.
Get the jingle.
This has been Livin' the Bream on Fox News Radio.